This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Court Dial. He is the author of The Globe and Mail's 2016 number one business book, Heretics to Heroes, a memoir on modern leadership. He's an author, speaker, performance coach. He's got an impressive resume, the president of Coral Dial Consulting, where he's successfully guided business coaches and executives from organizations such as Chevron, Intel, U.S. Borax, Disney, and Apple, among others, to cultivate a new breed of leaders. Court, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Derek.
Tell me about the all-in leader. What is that?
Well, by all-in leader, essentially, I have found that leaders, the most effective leaders, all share common realizations, common faculties and skills. And I basically say, if you possess all of these, you're what I call an all-in leader. An all-in leader is someone who's in it for the big game, in it for good, no turning back. That, you know, you've run into these individuals from time to time. There's no one going to stop them. There's no one going to get in their way. They're all in. And that's one of the first conversations I have with a client who invites me to coach them. I help them understand I only coach people that are all in. So let's talk about that. I don't want ever to have you, you know, turn your back on me or back out of this. Before we sign on the paper, we're both all in for this. And that's one reason my engagements typically end up to be fairly long engagements. The other thing an all-in leader does is he plays a big game, she plays a big game. So an all-in leader doesn't look for incremental improvement. She looks to change an industry. She looks to change an entire paradigm. So that type of work takes longer. And as I said, I think I said, I just ended an engagement with a petrochemical company and it lasted almost 6 years with that, wow. that gentleman.
Wow. It's incredible. So tell me, the only leader who needs to change is you. That's what you've said. What does that mean?
Well, I found that many people that I go in and invite me in to help them, they always want me to go work on their people. I need you to go work on my people in some sense. They don't overtly say that, but that's really where they're coming from. I need a new system. I need a new programming. And in reality, I like to tell them, you're the big wheel. And the big wheel, when the big wheel spins at the top, the little wheels down at the bottom through that whole chain of wheels, they spin a lot. And most leaders don't recognize the effect they have on the organization. It's amazing. And a story I often tell to someone I'm new with, once when I was in this chemical company, I went to the credit union with my boss and his boss, and the CEO was there. And at that time in the company, you could only wear a brown, dark brown, a navy or black suit, and a white button-down tie. This is a very traditional company. And this CEO was in the most beautiful tan suit. I mean, he looked like $1 million. So he said hello to us, walked out. Guess who was wearing their tan suits the next day? My boss and his boss. And that started getting me thinking about, wow, he just totally blew away this policy that we had all thought was like written in stone, you know, through one observation, this gentleman. And so what I try to help leaders understand is if you change the organizational change, they're looking to you to give them a picture of the future in which to lead. They're looking at you to give them missions that call the best from them. If you do your leader, it's phenomenal what people can do.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.